Well, good day, everybody. It's Terry Somerville here once again with Living in God's Kingdom. And today we're going to be doing message number 4, helping you to find the will of God in your life. And, you may be praying about trying to figure out some decision that you're about to make. You may say, well, what does God want me to do and how should I go about doing it? And, we're assuming, first of all, that you are in a great relationship to the Lord. That's the very most important thing that we start off, because without that relationship to God, really, the thing that's between you and the Lord is He wants to have your relationship to Him made right. That's the very first purpose of God. He wants you to turn from sin. He wants you to turn to Christ. He wants you to recognize Christ as Savior in your life, to break the power of that brokenhearted sin thing that goes on inside of us, that really wrecks everything when we are pushed around by it, and to then put His Spirit in your life so that when you pray, you begin to hear from God inwardly and you begin to recognize His will. That's based on a good relationship. And if your relationship to God, even as a Christian, is broken, if there's some sin, for instance, you're continuing to indulge in, then God has a controversy with you, first of all. And, over the years as a pastor, I've counseled and talked to many Christians wrestling with it, going through an awful time. And when you get down to it, you find out they're indulging in, living in, engaged in some sinful life. And what I mean is, here they are, they've given their whole life over to Christ, supposedly, but they haven't stopped their sinful activities. So, you can either say one of two things: you're a disobedient child of God, or you don't really have God as your Father and know Christ. And usually it was something like immorality. In fact, that was one of the most common problems amongst Christians, is continuing in immorality. Because the world does it, we do it, it's not hurting anybody, I love the person, all that kind of stuff. Well, listen, I want to say to you, no, that is not the will of God for you. And if you're going to do that and you're asking God for direction, the first thing He wants to deal with is get your life in alignment with Him. After all, how are you going to do His will or know His will for your life if you don't get yourself into alignment with the way God thinks and works? And so what we've been talking about in this last couple of programs is about the markers, the three pointers, or the three beacons, if you will, that can line up and give you direction in your life, how you can discern and find out the will of God. First time we looked at the beacon or marker of the Word of God. How would you know? How do I know that continuing to live in immorality, let's say you're not married to someone and now you've received Christ, you need to get married. Let's say you're single and you've lived a life where you've had sex without being married, and now that you're a Christian, you stop that, because clearly from the Word of God, Old Testament and New, God's righteous intention for you is to be celibate when you're single, faithful when you're married to your husband or your wife, and that's it, nothing else. I gave the example in both programs of this case I know of, where Christian woman believed she was hearing from God to leave her husband and commit adultery with this other person she'd fallen in love with. Well, she didn't recognize that her feelings and emotions are natural and human. They can go anywhere. But if she would set her affections where they belong on her husband and leave it with God, God would work a lot in that situation. But she felt like it was God's will for her to leave her husband, and it took the pastor to come and set her straight and say, no, God's will is never to do that and go and commit adultery. God's will is not adultery. God hates adultery. And so you've got to get your life in line with the Bible. Now, your decision that you're making may not be a decision the Bible speaks about particularly, where to live, things like that. But you know what? You'll find the Bible is full of principles, full of the character of the Lord, full of, lots of things that give you understanding from God. Second marker, second beacon in knowing the will of God, which we discussed the last time, was all about the beacon of the voice of the Holy Spirit, and went into some length at discerning the voice of the Holy Spirit, how he speaks to us. And in fact, we're not supposed to listen to every spirit, because there's many spirits out there speaking to people. Talk a little bit about how I was involved with the occult before I became a Christian. There's lots and lots of spirits. That's, I mean, most of the world worships spirits. Or they think they come into objects and they worship them as an object called an idol. And it's a real thing. This is not superstition. Stuff really happens. And so as Christians, we don't believe every spirit. We don't believe any person that's prophesying by any spirit. We have a test, and the test was... the evidence of every spirit which is from God will confess Jesus Christ as Lord. He is the Son of God. He came in the flesh. He died on the cross for our sin. He rose again. He ascended on high. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. That kind of thing. It goes to that. Any spirit that won't go that way is not a godly spirit. And Paul said, the apostle said, even if an angel shows up and speaks something contrary to this, don't believe it. So whatever you do, whenever you are praying, whenever you believe you are hearing from God, check it. Make sure you know that what you're hearing is, in fact, the Spirit of God. So then you could say, well, I can see evidence I'm hearing the Spirit of God. I can see it lines biblically in truth and life and character and all the rest of it's pointing to Jesus. Everything else, it's righteous. The third beacon, the third marker that you can line up is your circumstances, because God works in our circumstances. In other words, if he's leading you in a particular direction, and it's a righteous biblical direction, and the voice of the Spirit's there, and it checks out, and it really seems to be the Holy Spirit in every way you check it out, and even other people pray with you and check, I think that's God, then the next thing you'll find out is God will, at the right time, open the right doors, because Jesus is Lord in this earth, and he will work with providence. That's right. He will work with providence. And, I can give you a Bible example. I gave you last time about the voice of the Spirit. In Acts chapter 13, it says there were prophets and teachers at the church in Antioch, and it names who they were. And one day it says these men were worshiping the Lord and fasting, and the Holy Spirit said, "Dedicate and set aside Barnabas and Saul," that's Paul, "for the work I have for them." And so after more fasting and prayer, they laid their hands on them and sent them out on their way, and they went out preaching the gospel to all kinds of places. The voice of the Spirit was in agreement with the Great Commission of Christ, and in particular that Paul, or with Barnabas and Saul, or Paul as he's called, would go out preaching. Well, later on we find out something that's interesting. They were attempting to go into Galatia and Phrygia, but it says the Holy Spirit would not let them. And another time they were trying to go into Bithynia, and the Holy Spirit would not let them. And so what are they to do? They're hearing the voice of the Spirit. They're trying to go according to the instructions earlier, and the Spirit of God saying no. There's just uneasy. There's no peace about it. And that's what will happen sometimes when you're attempting to now follow what God's given you direction for. You start to go in a direction that you think, okay, Lord, I'll step through this door, and you have no peace. You're uneasy, or even the Holy Spirit saying, no, don't do that. So you listen to that, and you watch for the providence of God. And in this case, Paul the Apostle had a vision, and he saw a man in Macedonia of northern Greece saying, come over here and help us. And he says, so we decided to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God was calling us there. Okay, following the voice of the Spirit, and they get there, and what do? It says, well, on the Sabbath day, we went a little way outside the city to a riverbank where we had heard that some people meet for prayer, and we sat down and spoke with some of the women there. And it says Lydia of Thyatira, a merchant of expensive purple cloth, was there, and she was a worshiper of God, and the Lord opened her heart, and she accepted what Paul was saying about Jesus Christ. Wow. So there you go. You see, they're following the Spirit. They get there, somehow they hear about people gathering by the riverbank to pray. They're God-fearing people. They go down there, they meet these people, they meet this woman, God opens her heart, and she becomes a Christian, and that's the establishment of the church in that area. Amazing! God opens doors like this. Well, I could give you tons of this kind of experience in my own life. As I watched, as I was concluding that God was leading us a certain way, and I watched for God to open the doors, and when I saw them, I followed through and went through those doors, and lo and behold, I see the fruits of God. And the most recent example I can give you that's really particular, of course, is the establishment of this radio station. And, let me just share the experience of it. A number of years ago, I stopped pastoring, was traveling overseas quite a bit and preaching all over the place. And then, of course, with the economy slowing down in 2008, wasn't doing quite so much of that. And said, Lord, what do you have for me? And, been working on a business on the side to pay the bills, but really, God's called me and spoke to me right from when time I was 12 that I'm to be a preacher. And about that time, started being offered to purchase this radio station equipment. And having done television all these years, I thought, well, that's exciting. That's the Lord. Maybe that's God. I'm trying to discern, is this what the Lord wants? And two problems. One is, as I would think about it, even though I was excited, the more I thought about it, the more I felt overwhelmed and overloaded by the burden of having to do this radio station. I thought, I can't handle this. I can't do it. I am not equal to the task of the radio station. And so I turned it down. Now, I might say, first of all, I know that doing it would be in line with the Word of God, because speaking and teaching the Word of God in Campbell River on the radio would be in agreement with the Word of God, wouldn't it? I know that's right. The first beacon. Second beacon was to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. The third beacon would be to have the circumstances line up. So a little bit of a reversal going on, because that order doesn't always apply. It could be any kind of order. I'm saying, well, God, is this opportunity to buy this radio equipment you? And if it is, you have to speak to me by the Spirit, and you have to supply the money. And so I'm turning it down. See, here we are. Here's three beacons. I'm looking at one. I know it's biblical, but two and three, I'm going, where is it? So twice more it was offered. Twice more, as I am thinking about it and praying about it, I feel overloaded, almost full of anxiety and fear about doing this radio station, because I think I can't handle this. I can't handle it. It's too much work. It's too much. And on the third time around, suddenly, as I'm praying about it, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Like he says, he spoke to Paul, spoke to the church. He spoke to me and said these words. He said, who said that you have to do all this stuff you're thinking of? I could feel the load lift off to me, and I just said, okay, God, if this is really you, then it's your station. You have to supply all these needs. The next situation is, well, how are we going to buy it? I can say yes all I want, but if there's no money, I can't do it. Next thing you know, there's an anonymous donation comes from we don't know who. We never advertise what's going on about the station. Enough to comes to pay the purchase price of the station, to pay for the engineering, to pay for the applications, to pay for the licenses, to pay for the government stuff, all the stuff, on and on and on it goes, lands on our lap for Total Change Ministries, and I'm going, 1, 2, 3. The beacons are lining up. No, it's the will of God to preach the gospel. 2, Holy Spirit said, step out and do this. It's me, and you don't have to carry all this weight. 3, finances are there. So we stepped ahead, and we watched doors open and open and open because we're stepping out the direction that he has. That's a good illustration of how this stuff works as we discern the will of God. And I'll tell you what, ever since then, you see, when I start to get stressed about the radio station, or we need provisions, or we're wanting something to happen, I just go back to God and say, Lord, you said this would be your ministry and your radio station, not mine. I can't take it. I won't lift it up. I'm not going to stress about it. You've got to provide this need. And one way or another, it happens. You see how it works? Beacon 1, it's the will of God from the Bible. Beacon 2, the voice of the Holy Spirit is saying something to you about it. Beacon number 3, providence, the situation, the circumstances that you are in from God, line up and you say, there it is, I can step out into it. How does that apply in your life? Have you got the first two things there? And like I said, it could come in any order, but if you got the biblical aspect lined up, if you got you feel like the Holy Spirit's saying you this, then you see, you wait for, you watch for the circumstances, the providence of the Lord Jesus Christ to work in your situation. Jesus is Lord. He works. He opens doors. He makes things happen so that you and I can step through. And then we can trust him and rest with him. Everything. He wants everything to work in your life and mine by faith. It says in the Bible, it is by faith so that it might be by grace. What does that mean? God wants us to act by faith, believing him, so that he can give what he wants to give to make it happen. There you go. There's a bit about the third beacon, the third waypoint, the third marker to line up and know the will of God. Now, all I can say is take these three in mind here and begin to learn about them, begin to apply them, begin to ask about them, get other Christians to pray about them with you. And when you know that you know that you know, step through and then see what God does. And like I've said many times before, you know, you poke it with a stick, you see if it moves. If God is in it, and you know it's the voice of the Spirit speaking to you, and you see it's biblical, and you see an opportunity, step in. See what happens. And if it really is God, you'll see stuff happen for sure. There you go. God bless you as you step through knowing the will of God in your life.